This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is your final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now show number 445. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, is legal marijuana the new gold rush for digital marketers? My next guest is the perfect expert to give us insight. Dave Peck is the chief marketing officer of Kind Financial, a fintech company providing software solutions to ensure businesses within the cannabis industry transact safely, securely, and compliance with all applicable laws and regulations. Prior to Kind Financial, Dave was PayPal's global head of social media influencer marketing, where he oversaw the company's social strategy, influencer relations. He's got a great book out. It's called Think Before You Engage, 100 Questions to Ask Before Starting a Social Media Marketing Campaign. Dave, it's great to have you on the show.
Thanks, Barry. I'm glad to be here.
So is cannabis marketing, is legal marijuana a new gold rush for digital marketers yet, or it's still early to tell?
Well, the safe answer would be it's too early to tell, but it's looking like it. There is a lot of money to be made. I mean, cannabis is $5 billion industry, if not higher. And it's the Wild West, for lack of a better term. Everyone's coming in. I'm located personally in Silicon Valley. I'm seeing more and more Silicon Valley-ish folks getting involved with cannabis on different levels. Anything from the marketing to operations to compliance, like we are, it's a mad rush.
That's right. Being at Kind Financial, you have a good view into what are some of the typical problems that really face a cannabis business owner, because it's really a shifting marketplace with a lot of changing laws.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it depends on where you're located. You've got the federal rules, right? Then you've got each state has different rules. Like, if you're familiar with Nevada just legalized recreational use. They ran out of marijuana. Let me say that again. There was a marijuana crisis in Nevada this past weekend.
Wow.
I mean, if you're in California, you can buy it for medical uses, but not for recreational until next year. If you think globally, Canada, it's legal for medical, but it's not legal for recreational until July next year of 2018. So you've got to make sure you're selling to the right people. You got to make sure you're targeting to the right people on a marketing level. And then you got to stay in legal with your local laws.
And so, Dave, can you actually, I mean, I've been hearing that in a lot of places, you actually can't use banks to actually do the transaction. Is that the case or not?
Yep. So that is absolutely true. So if you are a cannabis dispensary, a grower, maybe you make edibles, you cannot have a bank account. It's illegal. Putting the money in there is considered money laundering. This is not my exaggerated terms. This is true facts. A lot of these stores have all this cash on site. Talk about the liability there. Worry about someone getting hurt or break-ins and things like that. I visited one here locally in San Jose. Someone did an intro, and they're like, oh, yeah, you got to go down there. The guy's got shotguns and stuff. I'm like, yeah, right. They don't have shotguns. No, Nick. So I went down to visit. I saw the biggest safe I've ever seen in my life, cash upon cash. And, no, they did not have shotguns. They had AK-47s. So let's be clear. The one I visited, they not only sell to the consumers, but they also make products, creams, lotions, and they sell those to local stores up in San Francisco. So they deliver the product, they get paid in cash, and they got to bring it back because it's all cash business. They've been robbed 3 times doing that. Taking different routes, maybe a black car, maybe an Uber, and he tells these guys, you got to stand down. I can't afford the insurance for the liability if someone gets killed or hurt, right? Just let them take the money. They're out about $50,000, he said, just in robbery alone.
Wow. So what kind of solutions is Kind Financial offering to make sure that things can be done safely and securely?
So first and foremost, we have our compliance software called Kind Compliance Software. And that will help you track who you're selling to. Do they have a medical marijuana card? Are they old enough? What time did they buy? what you're doing around growing and harvesting. I mean, it's crazy. When I joined the company, I saw the product. I'm like, you're asking too many questions. Who cares what time the garbage was picked up or who plucked the bush or what they did with the waste? Like, oh, no, that's required by law. That's not our rules. They have to know everything. What garbage company picks up, what time, it's just where it was kept, what the products that were made, where they went, everything from start to finish, the growth cycles and everything. It's crazy. So we have a product that's going to help that. And then we have a solution that's coming out shortly to help with bank accounts and help process credit cards. So because that is something else that cannabis can't do. They cannot take debit or credit cards legally. Can't do PayPal, can't do Square, no Visa, nothing like that. So we have a product, you're getting almost a first year, Perry, that will be coming out in the next 30 to 60 days.
Excellent. I love being first. So where are they keeping their money?
They are keeping their money in its safes, on site, under the mattress, no joke. Here's another great one. There is a cannabis dispensary in Alaska. I know, Alaska sounds funny. He wants to do everything right, this owner. He wants to pay his taxes, right? So he's got to pay taxes on his income, but he can't put the money in the bank. So he actually took the cash, went down to the post office, and mailed it. Well, post office said, we can't send cash. So they sent it back. So then he had to pay a 10% penalty on his taxes for being late.
Wow.
So he's trying to do the right thing, but you got the Fed saying he can't put the money in the bank, but the state wants their taxes. Talk about a catch-22 or a vicious cycle. Yeah,
absolutely. We're talking with Dave Peck. He's the Chief Marketing Officer of Kind Financial. They're a fintech company providing software solutions to ensure businesses within the cannabis industry transact safely, securely, and in compliance with all the applicable laws. So, Dave, where does this leave digital marketers? I mean, do you see cannabis companies actually going out there and using social media or advertising digitally?
So I do, but it's all about perspective and how you set it up, you know? So take Facebook, which is a low-hanging fruit. I've seen a lot of dispensaries and growers use Facebook to target, but I'm also seeing a lot get shut down by Facebook. Facebook has certain rules. I'm not defending them for whatever reason. You can't show drug paraphernalia, so even the vapes or anything like that. You can't show the plants, so you can't have pictures of cannabis plants or lilies or anything like that. So a lot of them get shut down, and they have to find a way to get around that. Maybe it's talking high-level, you know, take Kind Financial, a compliance company for the cannabis industry, and leave it at that. No image necessarily, right? So you run into rules around that. You have to be careful on who they're targeting, right? You can't, you know, legally you have to be 18 or older in some states, 21 depending on different countries. So you got to target the right groups too, so you don't have blogs where the online social networks will shut you down as well.
What about using Google AdWords? Am I able to do that now?
You were able to do that, but again, so that doesn't have images. You probably won't see as great click-throughs and things like that, and the data won't be as amazing as, like, say, a Facebook or Instagram. But, yeah, using the right words, the right tactics, absolutely.
So, given,
and I'm a little vague there on purpose because each group has a different requirement.
So
not consistent.
So given where the cannabis industry is today, what is the best way, Dave, given all your experience in digital marketing, what should a cannabis owner, cannabis company be doing in this area?
So I would first, like I said, I think Facebook's really great targeting locally, you know, and not thinking globally because most cannabis companies can't ship out of their county, let alone the state. On the flip side, you know, more traditional marketing seems to work great. Newsletters, I've seen really effective engagement there, people reaching out asking for demos from us or asking for referrals to local dispensaries. I also like traditional mail, believe it or not. Kind of weird, I know, but for this industry, it works. And then, you know, showing up, like I said, cold calling, but visiting local SMBs and engaging with them, getting involved in local groups works really well to get the word out. Well, I'm finding a lot of success with newsletters, though, this is the short answer. Targeted the great groups, sorry.
You know, you've been involved in digital marketing for so long, and you were at PayPal. You had your choice of so many different industries to get involved with. Why decide to get involved with this industry?
So I get that question a lot. Why did I pick cannabis? So I'm not a cannabis user. I rarely drink. I don't gamble. I don't have a lot of ice. I don't like coffee before the trip. But I do like my Coca-Cola.
There you go.
So one of the reasons I got involved is, it's, you said it earlier, it's up and coming. It's untapped. I love the Wild West. how I, you know, social media, when I got involved almost over a decade ago, it was the Wild West. No one knew what was going on. We called it new media. I love that kind of stuff. And I'm finding the same high intensity with the cannabis industry. It's new. I could leave my, you know, imprint on it in a way. There's a lot of money to be made. There's, you know, we get, you know, a percentage point of the industry on golden. Right. The company were a success. And there's a problem to be solved. That's the other thing. So in a startup-ish way, there's a problem to be solved. They don't have bank accounts. They have to be compliant. They can't process payments. And being on the forefront to help solve that is an adrenaline rush.
All right, I'm ready. I'm jealous. Dave, thanks so much for being on the show. If you want to reach Dave, you can go to kind.financial. Dave, thanks again so much. It's wonderful to reconnect.
You too. Thanks, Barry.
Coming up next, are you an overachiever? You probably are, but guess what? It may not be helping your business. This is AM 560 The Answer. Be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning. I'm Jeremy Scott with your look at the roadways. As you're traveling through Hanover Park, keep your eyes peeled for a crash. Lake and Arlington also in Oakbrook Terrace at Roosevelt and Route 83. A couple of delays just now popping up through the roadwork zones, including southbound 55, heavy 355 to Route 53, where you're down to one lane. Also, the Dan Ryan scene, a couple of new crashes off on the side. They're both outbound. One's at 59th, the other is at 75th. Other than that, you're looking pretty good. Also, watch out if you're heading downtown. The Chicago Triathlon closes Columbus from Balboa to Roosevelt till 7 this evening. And the ranch to northbound Lakeshore Drive to Roosevelt completely shut down till 4 this afternoon for the Chicago Triathlon. Today, 64. Today, going to see some slight chance of showers and temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. 64 O'Hare, 66 Midway. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Ivanka Trump made a rare live appearance on Fox and Friends.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
When she speaks, I just go to my happy place.
That's why Jared Kushner married her, I suppose.
She can speak because he doesn't.
Exactly. No one has ever heard Jared Kushner speak to this day. He just points to her. I wonder how he took his vows.
No, he just nodded.
I think she is an asset to President Trump.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of the book.
Today's IT department is more than just a person fixing your computer or protecting you from viruses and hackers. It's helping people, and that's what Turnkey IT does. Real people helping your business.
Hello, my name is Phil. I am a network technician at Turnkey IT. There's not a lot of IT companies that are 24/7. Some of them are just 9 to 5, and anything after that is a charge, or they just wait until the next day to get back to you. But here, if somebody calls in after hours, we're going to jump on it and try to take care of it as soon as possible. We're extremely well organized. We have a process for everything, and we do our absolute best to take care of everyone and make them happy and do whatever it takes to keep them happy.
Take control of your business's network and important data with Turnkey IT. You'll have protection against ransomware and have rock-solid backups in place no matter what problems arise. All of their plans protect against viruses and troublesome ransomware. Visit turnkey.pro today and be secure. Turnkey.pro.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Chances are that as a small business owner, you probably see yourself as an overachiever. But working hard is not really the only key to success. My next guest is Brian Biro. He is America's breakthrough coach. He's delivered over 1,600 presentations around the world over the last 25 years. He's also the author of 11 books, including his brand new one. It's called There Are No Overachievers. Brian, welcome to the show.
Barry, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
So you got to explain the title of the book, because I see myself as an overachiever.
Well, you know, the statement, there are no overachievers, came from my mentor, who was the greatest college basketball coach of all time, John Wooden at UCLA. And John wrote the foreword to my first book. But he often said there are no overachievers. And what he was really getting at is that there's more in us than we really think, that very rarely do we actually reach up to our true potential. And a lot of that is because of our focus, the way we deal with our own energy. So the concept is to kind of shake it. It kind of disrupt the status quo, because many people think they're overachieving. But really, Barry, you have more in you than you ever dreamed of.
So that's really interesting. So we think that we're overachieving, but in fact, we probably have more so we're underachieving.
That is exactly right. He said we are all underachievers. In other words, when we really get close to what we're capable of, we really learn to use our vision properly, we really start to control our controllables, that's when we can really start to accelerate towards a level of, not just in our work, but in our families, in our health, levels that we maybe didn't think were so possible before.
So how does this relate to if you want to be the best possible leader in your company?
Well, I think that that's the most vital place to do it in many ways, because what you're trying to do in your companies is you're trying to, if you have any team members at all, you want to bring out their best. You want to understand that to everyone you touch, your energy is your example. I talk about this concept of being not being an overachiever as developing what I call breakthrough leadership. Because that's what you want to do in your small business. You want to break through. You want to break through with your clients. You want to break through in terms of your growth. You want to break through in terms of your level of service and quality. And so that means to really shape the future, to energize and engage your team. And your team is both your teammates on your employee side, but also your vendors and also your customers. And then to build people, teams, and relationships. And those are the three key components to really develop in to be what I call a breakthrough leader.
Now, for me, what I try to a lot of times use is my internal energy, right, to really move forward or to dig deep down. Is that really where it comes from, or everyone doesn't really have the same source of how to move forward?
You are exactly right. Energy is a choice. That's something that most people don't think like. What we mostly think is that energy is something that happens to us, kind of like the weather. Hope the weather's great for this weekend. Hope it cools off. That's kind of the way we think of our own energy. Hope I have enough energy to make it through these six meetings today. Hope I have enough energy to make it through the week. But the first the great place to break through is to understand that your energy is your choice. And that to everyone you touch, to your customers, to your teammates, to your children, to anyone you care about having a positive impact on your life, your energy is your example. People won't remember that much of what we say, but they never forget our energy. And so taking charge of your energy and understanding that we have some choices about it. Number one, our energy is created by the way that we move. In other words, anytime we've been at our best, we have moved our bodies distinctly differently than when we've not been our best. So you can change your energy as quickly as you change your body movement. Secondly, the biggest source of energy continuously is purpose. When you are full of purpose, you ever notice you have all the energy you need. It's when you're
right.
Lose sight of our purpose that we run out of gas. So you have hit it right on the head. The biggest opportunity that we have to develop ourselves as breakthrough leaders is to take control of our own energy and start to really work consistently on elevating that energy. I like to look at it on a 10-point scale, Barry, with one being comatose and 10 a child on Christmas morning. And the greatest question I could ever ask anybody that's listening to this show right now is, on that 10-point scale, where have you been living your life? As that number rises, your life will rise with it.
We're talking with Brian Biro. He's America's breakthrough coach. He's got a new book out called There Are No Overachievers. You know, one of the biggest problems for a lot of small business owners when it comes to leadership is how they create that effective relationship with people. What, in the time that you've been speaking around the world, what secrets have you found that small business owners can build on?
Well, definitely the most important ingredient in building those relationships, building people, building teams, is to be fully present. And that is really tricky today, Barry, in the world of technology. We spend so much time on our technology devices, our phones, our iPads, that we have gotten away from being fully present. When you're fully present, what it means is 100% of your mind, body, and spirit is with the people you're with where they are now. Now, we've all been with people where their body's present, but the rest of them is a different county. Right? And that says to them what we cannot communicate to build relationship. It says to them, you're not as important as this other stuff. When you are fully present, you communicate beyond words. You matter. You count. You are important. And when our contacts, our teammates, our customers, our families feel that, that's when we really start to build relationships. So I call it the secret behind the secret. Really elevate your level of presence, and you're going to elevate those relationships.
And that's what you asked to do, to be really fully present when you talk to another person. That's really hard because we're so used to being distracted. In fact, when we're not distracted, we seek distractions. And also things, sometimes when you talk with other people, they move a lot more slowly than if you're having electronic communication. So what tips do you have to try to be more fully present, Brian?
Well, one of the simplest ways to be more fully present is actually listen to what the person is saying before you start to formulate your response. Because sometimes what we're doing is we're just concentrating on what we're going to respond, and we miss the essence of what they're saying. A lot of it is just to really understand that when you are fully present, you're putting yourself fully into their shoes. It may seem like it slows it down to listen before you respond, but it really doesn't. It just gives you a much more complete sense of what you want to provide in terms of your communication. So really look at them with fresh eyes, listen more. And when you do that, you build that unstoppable bond. The best leaders I've ever known are able to, for that time they're with you, to put everything else out of the way. And the truth is, you actually get more done when you're fully present rather than less done. It's more productive, more constructive.
Yeah, for me, what's really helped is try to eliminate those distractions. You know, put the phone away, put the computer away. I go on a vacation with my family every couple of years for 2 or 3 weeks, and I don't use any electronic devices except for a camera. And the first 2 or 3 days, Brian, are really hard, but then things start to slow down, and you have no choice but to actually talk and listen to the person across the table from you.
Absolutely, you're right. Any meeting that I have, any conversation that I have, especially face-to-face, I absolutely do not bring that phone with me. Put it away, out of sight, out of mind. And it's amazing how you start to really have a whole fresh understanding of what life was like before we were completely overwhelmed with this. You know, the average American father spends 9.5 hours a day on some technology device and less than 8 hours a week with his kids. So we're kind of out of balance, but you can take that balance back by really being focused on how important it is to be present.
And another suggestion I would really have, Brian, is don't sit behind the computer and talk to someone. Get from behind that device. And also, don't put your phone on the table. As you say, put it away, because just by having that phone on the table, I find it's a distraction.
It absolutely positively is. You see it, and you're just wondering, and especially if the little buzzers are going off or you think you got a text, you know, that stuff will still be there. I like to say, hey, when we used to talk about inboxes, you know, my inbox will be full tomorrow. I don't need to worry about it right now. It's still going to fill up. Let's focus on the person we're with right now. Let's focus on really getting the most accomplished in our conversation and what we're working on. And as you do that, inch by inch, anything's a cinch.
So with the last minute we have left, what's one of the other biggest problems you find that breakthrough leaders really have, and what's a good quick tip for that?
Well, I think one of the very biggest ones, and it's a real heart of the new book, is that we focus so much more on the obstacle than on the breakthrough. It's kind of what we're conditioned to do. If you look at the news, we're always focusing on what's wrong. But if you want to, you know, one of the cornerstones of understanding great leadership is what you focus on is what you create. So if you focus on the obstacle, you create more obstacle. So first, pay attention to what you need to do. You got to see the obstacle, but then shift your focus to what you want to accomplish, what you want to create, what you want to be the outcome. The more you do that, in my programs, I have everybody breaking wooden boards karate style as a metaphor of breaking through fears and obstacles. The key to breaking that board is to look beyond the board. If you look at the board, you get the board. You look beyond the board, you amaze yourself at your real potentials.
Well, Brian is a second-degree black belt in karate. I get that. Thanks for being on the show. If you want to reach Brian, it's brianbiro.com, B-R-I-A-N-B-I-R-O.com. Brian, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Barry. The best to you.
Coming up next, getting ready to search a half a billion consumers. We're going to talk about how to reach them. This is AM 560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
The Larry Elder Show.
The Larry Elder Show.
And while we're condemning bigots, can we condemn all bigots? Whether it's David Duke or Maxine Waters, who referred to Donald Trump's cabinet members as scumbags,
who called George Herbert Walker Bush, the good Bush, a racist.
Maybe when Donald Trump meant let's call out bigotry and racism on all sides, he meant people like David Duke and Maxine Waters.
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Jay Sekulow at 9 on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. At least two people have died because of Tropical Storm Harvey, which hit Texas as a Category 4 hurricane. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner urging residents to stay off the roads amid flooding dangers.
It's a serious storm. It's going to last 4 or 5 days, and quite frankly, this is day one.
Many Texans spent Saturday surveying the damage.
The building's gone. The whole office is gone. The trailers are upside down. The sign is gone. So it was very shocking, to come in and see that.
Some areas could see several more feet of rainfall in the days ahead as Harvey lingers in the region. Boxer Floyd Mayweather remains undefeated, beating mixed martial artist Conor McGregor in their much-anticipated bout last night in Las Vegas. Mayweather wins with a technical knockout in the 10th round. McGregor had never been in a professional boxing match before this. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Scott with your look at the roads. Not doing too bad out there. We're seeing no major delays as you are heading out. About just a little couple here and there through road over that roadwork zone, so those should be picked up by 8 this morning. Now, if you are traveling downtown, Lower Randolph is now closed from Columbus to Lakeshore Drive. That's going to last until 12:30. Also in Grant Park, Columbus is closed down, Bowdoin Roosevelt, until 7. Those are all for the Chicago Triathlon, and again, those will last until 7. This traffic update is sponsored by Uber. If there's something you want to do before the summer's over and having some extra money can help, get your side hustle on and drive with Uber. It's a totally easy, flexible way to earn extra cash to help you meet your goals. Sign up today at uber.com/drive now. Today, slight chance of showers and storms. Temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. Right now, O'Hare, 64 degrees, 66 at Midway in the lakefront. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code Chicago.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
I talked a few months ago about how Chinese consumers might be important to the future of your business, and many of you attended Alibaba's conference in Detroit. Here to give us some quick start tips is Jason Liu, calling in from China, who's a proven strategic leader with over 15 years of extensive experience in operation, technology, and entrepreneurship. Jason, welcome to the show, and thanks for calling in.
Sure, thank you for having me.
So talk about the e-commerce market in China and how might that be important for American small businesses.
Sure, absolutely. So right now, if you notice, the Chinese e-commerce really is booming after the 2006, the SARS. So before, it's all about brick-and-mortar stores. And then so when there's a time in the SARS came out, and people are scared to go outside of, house on the street. So they go online. So that's when a lot of e-commerce site, like, you know, JD.com and also Alibaba went on to e-commerce.
And
that's really the
you know, how can American small businesses take advantage of that and get to the 500 million Chinese consumers?
Yes. So basically, all the brands, U.S. brands, especially small, medium-sized U.S. brands, need to find a trade partner. So what really trade partner is they're the one that is a gateway to find other distributors to sell in China. So you can find a trade partner from Alibaba. You can also find a trade partner from JD.com. So each e-commerce site in China can focus on different industry. So some of them focus on jewelry and apparel, and some of them focus on the food and beverage. So finding the trade partner is very critical.
So Jason, what is the best way to find the best trade partner? Is it just a simple matter of Googling the words trade partner in China?
That's one. The second is attending some of the events, like the one Alibaba is putting up for the Gateway 17 in Detroit, where Alibaba trade partners are actively looking for very unique products or unique brands, and then bring their products into China and the other countries on the east.
So, Jason, what should I look for in a trade partner in China?
So, first of all, is their approach, their fee structures. So, basically, the traditional distributors, they pay the deposit and then they buy the products. But then they don't really spend a lot of time on building the product for you, because all they care and then what they focus on is the profit, right? So profitabilities, and then can this brand create enough margin for me? But for a trade partner, they're thinking differently. So they're what we call is the frontline soldiers, fighting for the brands on the backside, finding the distributor and then negotiate terms in the stores. So it's really their fee schedules and also their capability to sell and connect to other distributor or the end users.
And how does the small business owner make sure that they get paid in this process?
That's a very good question. I think that's a lot of scenarios that we're facing is that there's an upfront cost, similar to in the U.S., you pay upfront cost to Amazon, you pay upfront to eBay or Taobao and JD. So there's upfront cost that's paid through the platform directly. And then really, it's the trade partner and then the brand itself to need to work on the term that they both share a risk and they also both share the rewards.
And I guess how big of an opportunity is this really for small business owners?
For the small business owners, it might be a little bit hard because if they don't have a budget, for the marketing, marketing and the promotion, overseas, is going to be really hard. And then even though people say there's 100, million users or there's 1.4, billion users, but funding your very niche market and customer base is sort of difficult, right? So you have to find the uniqueness of your product because there's other similar products if already in China, then what's so special about yours, right? So and for the two other stage company are having a hard time. So if it's a small to medium-sized company, and then they can do some of the events and then kind of give a freebie to let people try. Really, a lot of sales is go through the social media, the social selling part of it.
Well, Jason, I appreciate you being on the show. If you want to reach Jason and you're interested in getting a trade partner for China, you can contact Jason at dfwexcellerator.com. Jason, thanks so much for being on the show.
Sure, thank you.
Coming up next, what happens if a troll comes after your patent and wants you to pay them millions of dollars? We'll talk about how you're going to defend that. This is AM 560. The Answer. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Scott with your look at the roadways as you are traveling on about just one problem on the expressways close to the city, inbound on the Stevenson right around Harlem, getting reports of a stalled vehicle. Now, if you are traveling on the west side, the Taste of Greek Town closes Halsted from Van Buren to Monroe, and that's going to last until tomorrow morning's rush. Also seeing closures in place for the Chicago Triathlon. Now, north and west southbound Lakeshore Drive, seeing the two left lanes closed from Randolph to Hollywood for the riding portion of the triathlon, and then also closes the ramp from northbound Lakeshore Drive to Randolph until 4 this afternoon. And you are seeing closures through Grand Park as well. That includes Columbus from Malville to Roosevelt till 7. Today, you get to see slight chance of storms with highs in the mid to upper 70s, 64 at O'Hare. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, I think it's an understatement to say that patent trolls are a huge problem in the U.S. and can cost small businesses hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars. Here with his insight is Ken Sedan, who is the CEO of Lot Network, a nonprofit community of companies protecting one another against costly patent troll litigation, whose members include Amazon, Google, Tesla, and Canon. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on your show.
So first of all, for those people who are fortunate enough not to know what patent trolls are, give us a definition.
It is, sure. So they're lucky if they haven't been sued yet. Patent trolls are these companies, lawyers who go around buying patents and then suing companies purely for shakedown money. They sue companies for anywhere from $50,000 to $200,000, maybe $1 million, looking for quick settlements.
And so talk about, Ken, how they can do that, because that's a business in itself. What do you mean they go out and they get patents and they sue people? Give us an example of how it works.
Well, very simple. You know, there's a lot of companies that have patents that have innovated. Unfortunately, they go distressed, they go bankrupt, and these patents end up on the open market. So now there's venture capitalists, there's investment money to buy up these patents, buy them up cheap, and they go around suing both large companies and startups. Their favorite flavor right now is to go after startups and hit them for $20, $50, $100,000 lawsuits, because they know these startups don't have the financial or legal resources to fight back.
So give us an example of perhaps a well-known patent troll case.
Well, certainly the big names are Intellectual Ventures, Acacia. These entities have anywhere from 500 to 30,000 patents in their portfolio in all different areas. And they'll sue companies in the retail, high-tech, software, cloud, banking. No one's really safe from these this threat. In fact, companies spent over $29 billion last year litigating, licensing, and dealing with patent trolls.
So, Ken, can you give us a single example of something that one of those companies did in a patent that they sued over and perhaps how much money they were able to recover?
A specific example. I can, there's so many of them. I'd have to get back to you on a specific case name. I can pull it up. But generally, these companies sue on web interfaces, on mobile apps, on websites. Certainly, Unilock is a famous one that's gone around suing companies on website design, things on loyalty cards, customer loyalty programs are big target areas for the consumer space.
So let's say you are a small business and one of these patent trolls comes after you. What are you to do?
Well, unfortunately, most have to fight back. You're going to have to hire your own lawyers. It's going to cost you anywhere from $50 to $1 million to defend yourself. The trolls know that, and so they're going to come and offer you a settlement for less money than it's going to cost you to defend yourself. That's kind of the nature of the game.
So do you have what you're telling me is that there is not much of a choice. I mean, the question is, should you fight it on its merits or should you just settle because it's going to cost you that much in the legal standpoint? What's your advice for small business owners?
Well, really, there's benefits to doing both. I mean, if you fight, obviously you're wasting your capital and the time and energy of your executive team dealing with this fight. But at some point you have to fight, and some companies have to fight to the death because it might mean the end of the business if they lose the lawsuit. On the other hand, if there's an opportunity to get a quick settlement, obviously that makes short-term sense, but then you're basically putting blood out in the water. Other trolls are going to know that you're an easy target, and they're going to continue to come after you.
And so tell us about the Lot Network and how it might be able to help.
So Lot was formed in 2014 by, as you mentioned, Red Hat, Google, and Canon. We're a community now of 158 companies that are immunizing companies of all shapes and sizes and in industries from over 750,000 patents that are in a community. Basically, the way it works is all these companies are making the pledge that if any of their patents ever fall in the hands of a troll, the fellow members of Lot get an automatic and free license and won't have to deal with those lawsuits. And what we're really proud of is that two-thirds of our members are startup companies, because the larger companies of Lot, like Red Hat and Google, are basically subsidizing the cost of the program, and startups can join for free.
And so explain how that happens if they get a no-cost license. Tell us about that and why that's important.
Well, it is. Basically, what we're doing is we're immunizing themselves. All of the members of Lot, who are very sophisticated, high-tech business IP holders, they have their patents, and they want their patents to be used for the normal use of the business. But everyone is making this agreement, this pledge, that if for whatever reason their patents fall in the hands of a troll, there's this license that automatically kicks in and immunizes the other members of the community from that patent should it fall into the hands of a troll.
And so what effect does that have?
So basically, as a startup or a large company, whether you're Google or the startup, that troll can come after you. We're a very transparent organization. We list every one of our members on the website and when they joined. So the patent trolls now realize that they can't come after you. So it creates this kind of safe harbor that is immunizing and protecting these companies from the troll problem.
So I don't know if I really understand that. Why can't they come after you? I'm missing something here.
Oh, sure, because you as a fellow member of Lot have an automatic and free license. And once you're licensed to that patent, they can't sue you. You're not liable for any damages against you.
I see.
They immediately claim that your license defense. And in effect, that troll then is toothless and can't come after you.
So where can people learn more about if they happen to come up against a troll and they're trying to extract money from them?
Well, sir, that's the other benefit of the organization. We have a lot of great IP thought leaders involved in our community. We have a lot of resources, a lot of information sharing on good law firms to defend yourself, good prior art, good strategies and recommendations on how to take care of yourself. And we're glad to share that information freely with all of our members, because it's really about protecting innovation. We're a nonprofit, and we are just as frustrated as you are about these patent trolls, and we're trying to protect these startups so that they can save their money and use it on innovation.
Thanks, Ken. I got to leave it there. If you want to reach Lot Network, it's LOTNET.com. We'll be right back.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I've had 10 major surgeries, including 3 brain surgeries. And I have extreme rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and fibromyalgia. And I wanted to let him know that his Balance of Nature have helped boost my immune system so much, because I'm on injectable medications for the rheumatoid, and they bring down your immune system. Since I've been taking Balance of Nature, I haven't gotten a cold, nothing. It really helped me tremendously.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code Chicago.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
You know, you and I are very much alike. During the many years of running my own company, I had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't quite going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar? It's especially difficult for me since many of my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering. Second, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stuck business was literally sucking the life and the money out of me. This was not exactly the way I thought it would be after reading all those books on having my own company. Well, don't worry. This is normal. Well, sort of, because during the life cycle of every small business gets stuck from time to time. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few leads for new customers coming in, and the customers you do have continue to phase. You're burned out and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. You want to get off that roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride the entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be this way. I've had my ups and downs, and I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving any business forward. Over the years, I've worked with hundreds of corporate and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every business inevitably gets stuck. This is your year to get unstuck. As you journey through the Breakthrough Training Series, I'm going to show you a fast, easy, and permanent solution to get unstuck. Each of my modules includes a PowerPoint presentation, a video recording of me presenting these materials live, a downloadable lesson notes, and downloadable homework assignments. The MP3 recordings of selected interviews from some of the best known world leaders on this radio show is also included for free. Whether you learn best from watching, listening, or reading there, there's a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action for moving forward. So there are six modules, which I guarantee that you'll improve your sales if you utilize this system. Module one is finding new customers and growing the ones you have. Module two is finding money to manage your business because it's already there. Module three is building a team that actually lasts. Module four is to realize that customer service is now the new marketing. Module five is breaking your social media addiction. And module six is the real trick to boosting your productivity. So right now, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price of $97. You'll learn the exact step you need today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining this week's radio show. I also want to thank our sponsor, Staples, Nextiva. I also want to thank our tremendous staff, especially our booking producer, Sarah Schaffern, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being more successful this year, then you got to give me a call. And I'm going to give you my private number. Get a pen, write this down. 773-837-8250 or email me at barry@moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you move your business ahead? Isn't this the year that you finally make the money that you know you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
Can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Lately, it seems you're not